It's a damp, windy spring day at Broderick Park on Buffalo's west side. The park sits on the edge of the city, overlooking the fast-flowing Niagara River. Seagulls hover over the shoreline. It's dotted with trash, a flattened soda can, assorted plastic bottles, and wrappings scattered about. Each spring, over 1,000 volunteers converge in parks like this throughout the western New York region. They pick up trash and marine debris found in shoreline areas. It's all a part of the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeepers Spring Shoreline Sweep. It's an event that resulted in clearing more than 11 tons of litter from the shoreline areas last year. Riverkeepers Executive Director Jill Jedlicka says volunteers find items as small as cigarette butts and sometimes larger items like tires and televisions.
Unfortunately, we do find things like hypodermic needles. We do find, petroleum-based products sometimes. Just a lot of what we call flotsam and jetsam, which is the stuff that just gets rushed off from parking lots and streets and everywhere, and it ultimately finds its way down into the waterways.
And once it enters the waterways, it can have a negative effect on everything from drinking water to wildlife habitats.
We don't always want to be cleaning it up after the fact. We'd rather not be there in the first place.
That's Chris Patterson, executive director at Partners for Clean Streams in Ohio. Patterson says they like to include prevention education as part of their cleanup events. Their organization organizes cleanups in shoreline areas and other areas throughout the year. Their largest cleanup event is in September.
We want to show people that one of the ways you can reduce marine debris is by reducing what you're using in the first place. So not always getting the plastic grocery bags. Can you take a reusable grocery bag? And so that plastic grocery bag never gets out into the environment because you're just not using it.
And it all comes down to being mindful of what we're consuming and how we're consuming it. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.